Seen the films Where the Heart Is, Are Waiting for Guffman, Are the Newton Boys? Well, if so, you've also seen Lockhart, Texas. Just 30 miles south of Austin on US 183, Lockhart has been a backdrop for more than 30 movies. It's easy to see why. Ask Tom Copeland, the director of the Texas Film Commission.
Well, Lockhart is a place that has basically stayed about the same. It's a typical town square town. It's a beautiful old courthouse. It can be Texas, it can be a Midwestern town, and it can be anything from the early 1900s right up to the present, which in the motion picture industry is a big asset.
Lockhart was established along the Chisholm Trail in 1852 and prospered from cattle, cotton, and oil. Its picture-perfect courthouse square and downtown boast 67 historic buildings. The star of the show is the Caldwell County Courthouse. It's a fanciful three-story building completed in 1894. It was designed by architect Henry Gwinden in the Second Empire style. Exterior walls of Muldoon limestone are trimmed with red Pekka sandstone for a stunning two-tone effect. Mansard roofs surround a four-way Seth Thomas clock that's set in a tall central tower. The exterior of the courthouse was restored by architect Carolyn Peterson of the firm Ford Powell and Carson. Lockhart's supporting cast of historic red brick buildings also is impressive. The Caldwell County Museum occupies the old county jail, circa 1909. It looks like a sturdy French castle with turrets and castellated rooflines. The Dr. Eugene Clark Library was built in 1899 with a French Renaissance design and stained glass windows. It's the oldest continuously operating library in Texas. Away from the square, turn of the 20th century homes built in the Greek Revival and Prairie School styles have been restored, some by newcomers to the community. Still, with only 12,000 residents, Lockhart remains the quintessential Texas town. Friendly and ready for lights, camera, action.